Title: LFO Movement for Tension, for Old School DnB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build some proper old school drum and bass tension using LFO style movement in Ableton Live. The key word is movement. Not make everything wobble, not turn every knob to maximum, but controlled motion that makes your loop feel like it's alive and getting more urgent as the drop gets closer. We're aiming for that classic jungle pressure. Filters breathing, resonance teasing, stereo haze shifting around the drums, and then a tight, punchy drop where everything suddenly feels more focused. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's right in the pocket. Step 1. We need a simple loop foundation, because tension only makes sense when you can feel it against a steady groove. Create a drum rock and program a basic two-step. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add hats on 8th notes or 16ths, but keep them light. Loop 8 bars. Teacher tip: keep this drum loop pretty plain for now. If the drums are already doing a million things, you won't be able to hear what the modulation is adding. We want a clean test bench. Now let's build a bass source. If you've got Waveatable, use it. If not, analog also works, but I'll describe Waveatable because it's quick and very controllable. Create a MIDI track. Drop in Waveatable. Set oscillator 1 to a saw waves. Oscillator 2 also to a saw, then detune it slightly, like plus 10 to 20 cents. Turn on unison, but keep it subtle. 2 to 4 voices, and the amount may be 10 to 25%. We're not going for modern super wide EDM. We're going for that classic recesh thickness that still sits under fast drums. For the MIDI pattern, keep it simple. 1 or 2 notes repeating on 8th notes or 16ths with small gaps. Put the root around F1 to A1. Low enough to feel serious, but not so low you're only hearing sub. Now the main move. LFO style filter movement. This is the beginner's best friend for tension, because it adds energy without changing your notes. After Waveatable, add auto filter. Put it in low pass mode. Start with a frequency fairly closed, around 200 to 500 Hz. Set resonance somewhere around 20 to 40%. Add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB, just to bring out harmonics as the filter moves. Now turn on auto filters LFO. Choose a sine wave if you want smooth motion, or triangle if you want a slightly more pushy pulse. Hit sync, and try a rate of 1/8 note for that rolling DnB feel. If it feels too busy, go to 1/4. Start with LFO amount at about 10 to 25%. Listen to what just happened. You didn't write any new notes, but the bass now feels like it's breathing. That's tension. It's motion that creates urgency while the pattern stays simple. Here's an old school trick that makes a huge difference. Timing. If the filter opens at the wrong moment, the groove feels like it's fighting your drums. In auto filter, nudge the LFO phase or offset so the brightness peaks slightly before the snare hits. You're basically pulling into the backbeat. When it locks, it feels like the bass is leaning forward. Now let's turn cool movement into build-up tension, because the real magic is not the LFO itself. It's how the movement increases over time. Go to Arrangement View and set up a 16-bar build. Over those 16 bars, automate 3 things on the bass filter: the filter frequency, the LFO amount, and a small resonance lift near the end. A solid starting blueprint sounds like this. For bars 1 through 8, keep it darker. Filter frequency rising slowly from about 250 to 500 Hz, and keep LFO amount steady around 10%. For bars 9 through 15, start letting it show its teeth. Push the frequency up from about 500 Hz to around 1.2 kHz. Increase LFO amount gradually from 10% up to maybe 30%. Nudge resonance from about 25 up to 40%, but don't go wild. Then bar 16. Do a quick tease. Pull the filter down briefly, like from 1.2K back to 600 Hz, then release right on the drop. That little dip is classic pressure cooker behavior. It feels like the track inhales, then punches. Quick coaching note: as you open the filter and add resonance and drive, the bass often gets louder. That can trick you into thinking your build is working, when it's really just volume creep. Put a utility at the end of the bass chain and automate a tiny trim down over the build, like minus 1 to minus 3 dB. If it still feels more urgent while getting slightly quieter, you've built real tension. Next, a haze layer. Old school tracks often have a moving texture behind the drums. It's not loud, but it's one of the reasons the build feels like it's vibrating. Create a new MIDI track. Add Waveatable or Operator. Use a noise source or a soft pad wave filter down. Then build this simple stock chain. First, auto filter in band pass mode. Set the frequency around 1 to 3 kHz, resonance 30 to 60%. Turn on LFO. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16, amount around 15 to 35%. Then add auto pan. Sync rate to 1/8 or 1/4. amount 20 to 40%. Try phase at 180 degrees for a wide sway. Then reverb, decay 2 to 5 seconds, and use the high cut around 4 to 8 khc so it doesn't turn into glossy modern shimmer. We want a slightly dark, smoky space. Keep this haze quiet. Think of it like atmosphere in a movie scene. You notice it most when it disappears. Now we're going to create a really practical tool, attention send return track. This is how you get those classic pre-drop throws without destroying your main mix. Create return track A. Put these devices in order. Auto filter first. Set it to high pass around 200 to 500 HC to remove mud. Turn on its LFO. Sync 1/8, amount 10 to 20%. That adds subtle motion to the echo trail. Then delay. Use ping pong. Sync time to 1/8 or 3/16. That 3/16 is a sweet spot for that skippy DNB tension. Set feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter out low end in the delay if needed. Then reverb, decay 3 to 7 seconds, since it's on a return. Keep the reverb controlled. You're usually fine around 15 to 30% wet inside the reverb device, because the send knob is your main control. Then saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB for a little bite. Then utility, width 120 to 160%, but be careful. Too wide can disappear in mono or smear the center. Now the fun part. Automate the send amount into return A on specific moments. Snare fills, a vocal chop, a crash, a quick bass stab right before the drop. Little sparks, not constant washing. Try 3 throws, end of bar 8, end of bar 12, and end of bar 15. If those throws are placed right, your build suddenly feels designed, not just looped louder. Next, the old sampler warble. This is that subtle instability that makes jungle feel human and slightly dangerous. Easy method first. Chorus ensemble. Put it on the haze layer, or even gently on the bass mids. Use chorus mode, rate around 0.15 to 0.40 HE, amount 10 to 25%, mix 10 to 20%. You're not trying to hear chorus. You're trying to miss it when it's muted. If you want something more characterful, try frequency shifter on the haze. Use tiny values, like 5 to 30 HC. Turn on its LFO and keep it subtle. This gives a hardware-ish tension, like an unstable old rack unit. Now, arrangement. Here's a clean 16-bar old-school tension blueprint you can copy. Bars 1 to 8. Drums plus bass filtered low, LFO subtle. Bars 9 to 12. At haze, start opening filters slowly. Bars 13 to 15. Do send throws on snare fills, maybe increase haze stereo sway a touch. Bar 16. The quick filter tease and consider a micro break. For example, mute hats for the last beat or cut the haze for an eighth note. That little blink spikes anticipation without killing momentum. Drop. Reduce the LFO amount slightly and open the filter more cleanly. This is important. Sometimes the drop hits harder when it's tighter and less wiggly than the build. That's a big concept in DNB. Tension increases with more motion. A bit brighter, a bit wider. The drop hits by snapping back to punch and clarity. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to dodge. First, too much LFO amount. If your bass turns into a cartoon wobble, it loses weight and stops feeling old school. Subtle wins. Second, modulating the sub. If your filter movement is changing energy below about 100 Hz, your low end starts wobbling unpredictably and the kick relationship gets messy. A really clean workflow is splitting your bass. One track for sub, one track for mids. Do this. Duplicate the bass. On the sub track, low pass around 80 to 120 Hz and set utility width to 0% for mono. On the mid track, high pass around 100 Hz and do your auto filter LFO movement there. Now you get motion and stability at the same time. Third, everything moving at once. Think modulation lanes, not LFO on everything. One job per layer. Bass mids do rhythmic filter motion. Haze does stereo and space motion. FX return does sparks. That way your listener always understands what's leading the tension. Last mini practice exercise to lock this in. Pick one element, bass or haze. Add auto filter with LFO sync to 1/8, amount about 15%. Over 16 bars, automate the filter frequency rising from darker to brighter and automate the LFO amount rising slightly. Add your delay and reverb return and do 3 throws at the end of bars 8, 12, and 15. Then export and listen at matched loudness. Ask yourself, do the last 4 bars feel more urgent without simply being louder? If yes, you've got it. That is old school DNB tension, controlled movement, intentional automation, stable low end, and just enough chaos in the edges to make it feel alive.